the rest of the story. You know the movie, the film biography of football coach Newt Rockne? Then you'll probably remember this scene. Rockne's third year at Notre Dame. He's captain of the team. They're playing a tough game against Army. Out of the blue comes something new. The forward pass. The formidable Army team is surprised. Notre Dame wins. What you were led to believe from what you see is that Newt Rockne fathered a forward pass in 1913. Well, this is the rest of the story. The real-life Newt Rockne never once imagined that the forward pass was his own invention. In fact, in his autobiography, the real Rockne relates, quote, the forward pass came in quietly, almost obscurely. Now you're going to learn a thing or two that perhaps not even Rock knew. January 12, 1906. Now, this is 4 years before Rockne ever entered Notre Dame. The Football Rules Committee met in New York. There was one serious issue on the table. Boys were dying playing football. Several that past season alone. Scores more were crippled. Such was the resultant public outcry. Even the existence of the sport was in jeopardy. Even Rough Riding President Teddy Roosevelt threatened to ban football altogether. The game was simply too brutal, many said. The rules did nothing to prevent it, and so the Rules Committee discussed the matter. It was John C. Bell of Pennsylvania who proposed the official legalization of the forward pass play. And a Lieutenant Paul Dashiell, representing Navy, seconded the notion. The forward pass would open up the game, most agreed, would reduce the emphasis on dangerous mass attack strategy. And so it was that the following football season, September 5, 1906, Coach Eddie Kokoms of the St. Louis Billikens, in a game against Carroll College, Waukesha, Wisconsin, engineered the first legally signed, sealed, and delivered forward pass. It was the first of innumerable such to come. But the concept of the forward pass was not born in a football rules committee meeting. You know John Heisman, the Heisman Trophy is named for him. Well, all the way back to 1895, Heisman saw one of the players in a North Carolina-Georgia game throw the football downfield. And that sight so impressed Heisman, he wrote to the rules committee as early as 1903, suggesting that the unusual play be adopted. But the pass Heisman witnessed in 1895 was not the first. It had an inspiration of its own. For you see, in 1876, we're going way back now. This is almost 20 years before that North Carolina-Georgia game. Yale was battling Princeton when Walter Camp was tackled. But this time, as never before, instead of clutching the ball to his gut and going down, Camp spontaneously tossed the ball forward into the arms of a surprised Yale teammate, Oliver Thompson, and Thompson ran for a touchdown. The crowd, bewildered, fell silent. Nobody'd ever seen anything like it. Princeton promptly protested, claiming a foul. All eyes turned to the referee. He stood there dumbfounded. No, there was nothing in the rules that said you could make such a play. But there was nothing in the rules that said you could not. And thus was born to the world of the gridiron the forward pass. Because the referee in that game 115 years ago permitted the strange play to stand. And you know how he made his decision, whether to let it stand or not? He flipped a coin, and the forward pass was born. And now you know the rest of the story.